This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Ambrook. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins says farm labor costs have reached, in some cases, more than 50% of expenses, but still defends the president's mass deportation policy. We will hear more from Secretary Rollins next. Farmers, stop wasting time with accounting software that's not made for you. Ambrook has built a financial management tool for agriculture. Ambrook syncs to thousands of community banks so you can pull your transactions automatically. You can track the profit and loss of each of your enterprises separately, manage internal transfers between parts of your business, and pull categories right into Schedule F tax reporting. Ambrook, it's accounting software made for cowboys. Try Ambrook for 30 days free at ambrook.com/Iowa. That's ambrook.com/Iowa. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins makes no excuse for backing the president's immigration policy and better securing the border.
The entire industry is talking about, you know, President Trump's promise, which I fully support, of securing the border and mass deportation.
At the same time, Rollins finds herself in a position in which she backs the president's deportation policy while also advocating for U.S. farmers in her role as USDA secretary.
I realize a lot of our ag community is very concerned about labor and what President Trump's vision and now execution of that vision very quickly will mean. And my message is that, listen, he understands the challenges to our community. No one has the backs of our farmers and ranchers more than he does. We will take this one day at a time.
Rollins says farmers' voices will be heard by the administration and also pledge support for broadening the H-2A migrant labor program.
I know that the H-2A is very helpful and important to many of our producers, but to many, like the dairy industry, you know, you can't milk a cow 6 months a year. So I've already begun speaking with Lori Chavez-Dreamer, who will be our new labor secretary if voted very soon. And working with Congress on that, too.
USDA forecasts labor, seed, taxes, and rent will continue to rise this year, including labor by 3.6%. Feed, fertilizer, pesticides, fuel, and interest costs are projected to decline. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.